the crate, thanks to your friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records.
Kia ora, Troy. How are you going?
I'm going good. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well.
Marvelous.
You've brought us a couple of records. You got a CD. You got all the goods going on this morning.
We don't really have a CD.
No.
I was just pretending.
Pretending it's a CD. You have a vinyl of it, I'm sure. What is the first one that we're about to listen to?
All right, hit it. Now, this is a group. Well, it's actually... it's kind of the name of the artist, Skin Shape.
Skin Shape.
Now, Skin Shape is a young fellow from London called Will Dory. This is his fifth record. And in the past, his records have been, I guess you could put them under the wider umbrella of psychedelic... I don't know.
Psychedelic something.
In the same way that Kerrangbin is psychedelic.
Okay, but they're kind of also others, yeah.
Now, for this record, his fifth record, Emoja, that was me falling over, don't worry. He originally intended that he was going to go to Africa and do a recording with in a whole bunch of African countries with of the local musicians.
Right.
But he realised London has such an explosion of cultures that he could basically do it all there.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Which is what he did. Now, this tune we're hearing now, you'll go, wait, that's not an African language. You'd be quite right, it's Portuguese. So maybe it's sort of, he looked across to South America as well for maybe
right,
this tune.
Right.
Malcolm Caddo's on drums from the Heliocentrics.
Oh, true.
A lot of it's recorded at Malcolm's studio.
It's got a cool cover. You've got a hand, it's all a drawing. You've got a hand holding a pencil, a lot of sort of psychedelic squiggles and lines coming off the pencil, and a nice little, I guess, African desert scape.
Well, it looks to me like...
tundra
like
scape?
Is it a tundra?
I don't know.
There's some trees on it.
There's some small trees.
It looks to me
it's
like...
it's a small treescape.
A small treescape. I don't think that the hand is actual size with the rest of it.
Yeah, no, the hand is huge. So kind of like Hand of God vibes a wee bit.
The vibe from the record cover is kind of what you might see on an African funk or soul record from the 70s.
Yeah, yeah. But this is from 2020.
Yeah.
This is lovely.
Yeah. He has guest vocalists on at least half of the tracks. This is Diama on this one. The tune is called Sua Ama, Our Soul, I think it is, or
cool.
Your Soul.
This feels like a nice summery afternoon kind of a situation. Sitting in the sunshine.
Maybe.
You know, maybe.
Feels
maybe
like
not
the rain
for you,
to
Troy.
Me.
You were not sounding stoked about daylight savings before.
No, I'm not pleased about it, but that's okay. Tell me what you think of this.
I like it.
It's nice,
eh? I really like it.
Kind of makes
I
me want to go dancing.
Yeah, it makes me want to relax.
Okay.
Like, it makes me feel...
well, it's a good thing you don't have two jobs. Oh, hang on.
As someone's pointed out, some African nations were colonised by the Portuguese.
Absolutely right. Yes, I misspoke because I wasn't thinking. I was distracted about falling over. How is this, though? Listen now.
This is beautiful.
It's so nice and rhythmic.
Yeah.
What is that... guitar sounds very steely. Is it a special kind of guitar? Is it just treated differently?
I'm not entirely sure what it is.
So who are Lewis Recordings?
Lewis Recordings is a... I guess they're fairly underground, but... well, I don't know anymore what's underground and what's not. People can get recommended things on the internet, can't they? And you'd be surprised at... some of the places that we get orders from for stuff from Lewis.
Wow.
You know, as close as Raglan and as far away as Dunedin. Seriously.
Nice.
But yeah, Skin Shape is the name of this artist. I'm not entirely sure about the name. It just sounds too sibilant to me, but...
20 S's. I'm really enjoying this.
I think it's great. Now, this is a really varied album of
okay,
tones.
Okay, so it's not all kind of...
Oh, no, it is kind of within the same wheelhouse.
Right.
But there's one tune on there that when we were listening to this either yesterday or the day before in the office, the way it was the guitar was treated made it sound really queasy.
Ooh. Which track was that? Do you remember the name?
I don't remember which one it was.
Well, I'm looking forward to maybe investigating more tracks on this. This sounds like a beautiful record. Skin Shape, Umoja?
Umoja, I think. Umoja. And this one, I think this is going to appeal to a whole bunch of people. Leave any preconceptions at the door.
Excellent. It's always the best way to approach anything. Where do you want to go next?
Speaking of leaving preconceptions at the door, hit that one there.
Where one where? That one here.
Could hide the
so, I'm already into it, loving it.
Okay, you'll recognise the tune, Daydream Believer.
Oh yeah.
Made famous by the Monkees and Neil Diamond. You might even recognise the singer, Kevin Rowland from Dexys Midnight Runners. Now, in 1999, Kevin made a comeback of sorts. After his Wanderer record in 88, he sort of went into a very dark place. And coming out of that dark place in 93, 94, he listened to some old songs, which weren't necessarily songs that he thought that he were his favourites or anything, but they spoke to how he was feeling and helped him overcome it.
Cool.
He then decided, he was signed to Creation Records and thought, right, I'm going to need to record these tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Have a look at the cover.
The cover is pretty spectacular.
Hugh Mockery was what happened. People were so small-minded.
Is this Kevin? This is Kevin.
That's a picture of Kevin.
It's Kevin. Kevin.
My Beauty is the album, and the picture is...
Kevin looking quite beautiful, actually. Some lovely sort of dark wine-coloured lipstick on, some pearls, and revealing his undies and his garters under his dress.
Correct.
It's pretty, it's also got a feather boa on, what do you call those things, screens that sort of are in like a Victorian lady's dressing room?
I don't know, but in the 1970s people called them Japanese screens. I don't know why, because it don't look very Japanese, does
no.
it?
If anyone knows the technical name for it, text us.
So this record was, he was roundly mocked by idiots in the music press, mainly.
Why? This is just stunning.
I don't know. Like, they were shocked by the cover. I'll tell you right now, I was less shocked by his look on this cover than I was when Dexys moved from their On the Waterfront look to that dungarees look. I was completely shocked by that. Now, what is it that characterises Kevin Rowland's voice in any song he sings? It's pretty much the passion and believability which is in it. And you'll find that on, like, it's mostly pop songs on this record.
Yeah.
It starts off with George Benson's Greatest Love of All. It's got a...
I just got distracted by that chorus. I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of this music, so...
Kevin Rowland?
No, well, the Monkees version. Actually, Kevin Rowland also, but not this particular era of Kevin Rowland. It's got You'll Never Walk Alone on the back.
It does, and it also has what was left off the original album, a version of Springsteen's Thunder Road.
Cool.
Why it was left off is because Creation didn't have time to approve the to get Springsteen to approve the lyric changes.
I hope everyone's singing along in their cars right now.
So this is the first time it's been out again since it originally came out in 99. It is on a quite marvellous pink vinyl.
The actual vinyl's pink.
The vinyl is pink.
There's a lot of beautiful pink going on the cover here.
And
feather boa action.
Yeah. And Ragdoll, someone told me that he's put out a new video for Ragdoll with his grandson being the man in the dress. There you go, Daydream Believer, Kevin Rowlands. The name of the album is called My Beauty. It has originally come out in 1999 on Creation. Now it is re-released on pink vinyl and on CD with a couple of extra tunes. Hit that one there.
Ooh, changing the tone significantly, as now, we want to do on this segment.
1995, this might have been the biggest R&B tune in the world. You obviously know what it is. It's TLC with Waterfalls.
I gotta say, you brought some bangers this morning, Troy.
Yeah.
This is like the credit song for all good movies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The walking into the sunset kind
maybe,
of
maybe, but if
track.
You listen to the words, this is some pretty hard-hitting social commentary.
Oh, yeah.
First verse is, well, it's all about problems which were exacerbated in the black community at the time. There's street violence, drugs, HIV, AIDS. And then the Lisa Left Eye Lopez's rap at the end. It's a message of overcoming.
Mm. This is going to be in my head probably for the next 3 months now.
Did you know that one of the backing vocalists there is CeeLo Green?
No, I did not know that.
CeeLo Green on backing vocals. This tune was produced by Organized Noise, who did the Goody Mob album around the same time. CeeLo
okay.
was in the Goody Mob.
Just beautiful vocal, eh?
It's great.
It's one of those songs, I think, that feels like it has been around for literally ever because it's become such a...
It's over 25 years now, so...
Yeah.
But listen to the production. The production of it is fantastic. It's the kind of soul, funk, R&B groove, which is just impeccable. The vocals, stunning. I mean, a lot of people go, oh, it's the terrible commercial pop.
No.
Listen to it.
Finding it really hard to like resist the urge to just start singing along to it, but I'm on the radio. Not a good idea. No one needs to hear that.
So I'm just sitting here like mouthing it.
Yeah.
So I don't.
You guys just have to do the loud singing at home on behalf of us.
Now, why do you think we're playing this?
I was actually about to ask you that.
Lisa Lopez. The reason why we're playing this is Be With Records have released it as a 7-inch single, coupled with, on the other side, the equally fantastic Creep.
Cool. So this is a little 45, little 7-inch.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever been out in this form before. Maybe for a jukebox or something at the time.
Right. This is, I think there'll be a lot of... there'll be a lot of gigging DJs who will be having their ears pricked up.
Maybe.
To know that they can grab this.
See, the Creep, the tune Creep on the other side, it's a... way more of a Princey type thing. Although
right.
this is fairly sort of a Prince leaning as well, I guess.
I think it is that this bit especially, something about this has always got that little Prince purple magic to it. That kind of velvety, sort of almost nasal. Nasal's
yeah.
not quite right, but that kind of sound. You know what I mean. There's a Prince flavour there.
Yeah, so TLC, Waterfalls coupled with or backed with Creep on 7-inch on the Be With label. We were super excited about that when we first heard about it a few months ago. And because of the way things have been moving in the world, it's taken a long time for it to actually materialise. Now we got it in
yes.
the store. Also, I forgot to tell you that this weekend, Saturday, is also drop 2 of RSD.
Awesome.
RSD drop 2. You can look up on the, you know. You know how to do
it. Google it on the internet.
Yeah, well, this time we're going to actually be open rather than last time where we had to do everything online, which was not ideal for anybody, including us and our customers. But we'll be open on Saturday morning for RSD Drop 2. Now, did I also tell you? Oh, no, I already did tell you.
You told us that it's on beautiful pink vinyl for the Kevin Rowland one.
My beauty, that is going to be... Is it on the shelves already or is it on tomorrow? It's one of the two.
One of the two.
And we started off, of course, with Skin Shape. That one is out now. Umoja is the name of the record. It is fantastic.
Fabulous. Thank you very much for that, Troy. It's always a pleasure. We'll see you next week.
All right.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.